Welcome to the Todos Mathematics for All podcast. Each episode, we bring you discussions about equity and social justice in mathematics education. Our mission at Todos is to advocate for equity and high-quality mathematics education for all students, in particular, Latina and Latino students. I'm your host for this episode, Maria Zavala. Mathematics is a universal language, or is it? Is the math we grew up learning culturally neutral, or is it specific to the culture of our American schools? In this episode, our guests discuss how mathematics can be different depending on where you are and who you are. On today's podcast, Ethnomathematics. What is it? What is it about? Why should teachers, students, and parents learn about it?
Hi, I'm Carlos.
I'm Kendall.
And I'm Sylvia.
Carlos Lopez Leyva, Kendall Brown, and Sylvia Llamas Flores are three active members here at Todos, who took it upon themselves to author a blog entry titled Ethnomathematics, Mathematics de Todos. Ethnomathematics is a term introduced by Ubiratan de Ambrosio from Brazil to describe the techniques used to explain, understand, and cope with reality in order to survive across diverse communities. Ethno relates to the members of distinct groups identified by cultural traditions, codes, symbols, myths, and specific ways of reasoning. So, ethnomathematics refers to the way that members of various cultural groups mathematize their own reality because it examines how both mathematical ideas and practices are processed and used in daily activities. So why focus on ethnomathematics? The authors go on to describe how ethnomathematics highlights math as a cultural practice that exists as human activity. Math is something we all do as humans and may not all do the same. This challenges the idea that mathematics is mainly or solely rooted in the traditions of European dead white guys, which is normally how the history of mathematics is laid out. As they quote in the blog, an ethnomathematical approach helps us understand mathematics from a perspective wider than traditional school mathematics, of seeing mathematics as a human act. Such a perspective, they argue, is essential to equitable mathematics instruction. Our Todos Live host, Bob McDonald, spoke with all three authors about their blog entry and what ideas and resources await readers. You can access the blog entry at www.todosmath.org/thetodosblog. That's todos-math.org/the-todos-blog. Let's listen to some of their discussion. Kendall Brown starts us off, followed by comments from Carlos Lopez Leyva.
Students bring a lot of mathematical understandings that are based upon their own cultural practices to math classroom that often aren't honored. And we think the teachers miss a lot of opportunities to engage students when they don't take the time to really understand what are some of the cultural mathematical practices that students bring that they can then connect to the school mathematics that they're supposed to learn.
Other people have said that mathematics is a human activity. So even though we are not going to school, we're going to have mathematical ways of thinking. And so understanding these different conceptions of what mathematics is helps us to challenge the idea that mathematics is only one thing around the world and is the same everywhere. But we can start opening ourselves to understanding new ways of understanding what mathematics is, and especially practicing what mathematics is from this broader perspective. And in our classrooms, as Kendall was saying, we have a diverse of students who might have experienced mathematics in a different way. Aguilera and Mayfield, Ingram and Martin ask us to start thinking as teachers, how can we promote in our classrooms equity-based mathematical teaching practices? And among those teaching practices, they help us start thinking about how can we challenge spaces of marginality of knowledge of many communities? So how can we challenge in our classrooms what mathematics is? and recognize that there are other sources besides the textbook that we have, and how can we strengthen relationships between students and mathematics. What mathematics are students doing? And I think that's when, in our blog, we introduce some of these ideas and connect them to how relevant they are in the curriculum, in everyday mathematics that we do in our classrooms. And this is this perspective of ethnomathematics has been pointed out by critical thinkers like Paulo Freire, who have mentioned the importance of re-examining what we think some official knowledges are, and they help us to start thinking in a more critical perspective. So we invite you to watch a link that we have there to a video of a conversation between Ubitaran D'Ambrosio and Paulo Freire. I think it's going to be a very joyful approach to listen what these thinkers are thinking and sharing about what mathematics is.
In the blog entry, the authors also describe unique mathematics around the United States. For example, they provide links to the Navajo Math Circles and Marta Sivil's work in Arizona on how to get parents more involved as partners in teaching mathematics. And of course, the example of Bob Moses and the Young People's Project, who advocate for learning algebra as a civil right, as well as highlight how everyday experiences, like riding trains, can be sites for learning key math concepts, like positive and negative numbers. Here's Kendall Brown describing some of the resources identified on the blog.
And then the blog also goes into community-based approaches beyond the United States. So they look at the Brazilian candy sellers and how they use complex mathematics to buy and sell candy on the streets of Brazil. And we also link to other articles that look at indigenous communities in Canada, as well as Mexico and Central and South America, where scholars are linking the cultural practices of indigenous people to the mathematics that can be used to teach them in the classroom. And then we also have links to a number of other books and articles that can help teachers read and learn more about ethnomathematics so that they can then incorporate those ideas into their classrooms.
So what does this mean for the mathematics classroom? Silvia Llamas Flores, professor at Arizona State University and Chandler Gilbert Community College, explains what ideas and resources are provided for teachers. She puts the emphasis on teachers understanding their students' cultural and linguistic backgrounds.
And the last section of the blog focuses on what can be done in the classroom. And this kind of piggybacks on what Kendall was talking about, what has been done. But it really requires you to understand your students, their assets, what they bring with them, so that you can create opportunities and experiences for them that really reflect, again, their cultural, linguistic backgrounds, whatever they bring to the classroom. Some of the things that we look at, we share some examples of cultural mathematical practices. And for example, Mayan, looking at the Mayan numbers, we look at African fractals. I mean, these are just some examples of different cultural mathematical practices, but there are many more. The other section that we look at is specifically looking at books and websites. And the book, there are many books. Some of them are through NCTM. Some of them are through Todos. So for example, The Mathematics of the Americas is something that I co-authored with some of my colleagues several years back. But we've all seen those beautiful posters of the mathematics of different cultures. So what we did is we created these examples that you can use in the classroom with these posters. And it really the different cultures and the different backgrounds of students. In addition to the books and websites, we also look at other resources. And some of these are just kind of lesson plans that focus on ethnomathematics, integrating math in, you know, worldwide cultures, K through 12 instruction. And then there's also articles specifically related to ethnomathematics in the classroom, whether it's through geometry, whether it's through fractals, whatever it could be. We just put some other resources in here, and we welcome you to look through these and share with us any additional resources that you've used in the classroom or that you feel we could benefit from.
Ready to learn more? Head over to the TOTOS blog at the TOTOSMath.org website. I've been your host, Maria Zavala, for the TOTOS Math Podcast. Seguimos luchando. Adios.